Hello, everybody, and welcome to another wonderful episode of Tims and Stilettos. I am your favorite girl, Davina. Armar is running a little late. There was an accident on the highway, and he got stuck in traffic. But he is on his way, and he should be here momentarily. This might be him texting me right now. But today, I wanted to talk about second chances, because with the holidays, a lot of people are in a, let's just say, a joyful spirit. So you might have someone from your past, and of course, I am speaking from experience. You might have someone from your past want to slip and slide back into the current. They don't want to stay back there where they were. And let's discuss if and when you should give someone a second chance. Now, I'm not going to lie and say I've never given anyone a second chance, because that would not be the truth. And I feel like everyone at some point has given someone a second, third, fourth, 10th, 20th chance to get it right. Or maybe you met when you were younger and you feel like someone might have changed or matured or just have a different outlook on life as you get older. And sometimes that is not the case. Sometimes people just are who they are. And as Maya Angelou said, when people show you who they are, believe them. The person that I am speaking about, well, it has been a merry-go-round for a while, and I've gotten off of it. And me being the person that I am, I will give you chance after chance after chance after chance after chance. But once I say I'm done, once I've had it up to here with something, the odds of me actually saying, okay, we can give it one more go, would take a miracle from God. You know, I can't wait for Armor to get here so we can talk about this. I feel like as you get older, you learn that time is of the essence. And no one has it to waste. So if I'm voicing my concerns to you as a person, whether it's a romantic relationship, a platonic relationship, a friendship, a family member, any type of ship that there is that we have with people, because no matter who you come across, it's some sort of relationship. You know, we decide what type of ship it is, but it's some sort of ship. And I just lost my train of thought. Yes, time is of the essence. And do you really want, nope, that's not where I was going with that. No, what I was saying was, if I'm continuing to voice concern, if I'm continuing to say, hey, this is what's happening, this is my gripe, this is my this, this is my that, and you tend to constantly not hear me, that's going to turn me off. You constantly ignore what I'm saying, that's going to turn me off. You constantly say, hey, but you, that's going to turn me off. And I feel like we talk about this often here on the show, but I feel like it's something that constantly needs to be talked about, because we're in a world now where people are heavy on the word toxicity and the word narcissist and this word and that word, when my biggest thing that I have come to terms with coming out of and staying in this time lapse with COVID is boundaries. I can't control someone's toxicity. I can't control someone's narcissistic behaviors, but what I can do is I can set a boundary with that person and say, hey, I've drawn my line in the sand. You've crossed that line over and over and over and over again. So I'm done. You know, I'm not going to keep you, as a person, you can't keep saying, okay, this is my boundary. You allow someone to step over that line and then you draw another line, because people are only going to do what you allow them to do. And when you keep saying, okay, I've set my boundary, they keep ignoring it or not respecting you, and you keep changing that boundary for that person is never going to have respect for you. That person is never going to understand where you're coming from. And when you try to make an argument, when you try to say, listen, this is what I don't like, and you keep doing it, they're going to look at you like you're crazy because you set a boundary, they step over it, and you ignore it. You don't stop it right then and there. I hate to compare people to animals, but it's like house training a dog. As most of our listeners know, my dog is house trained. And it took me, I'm going to say two full weekends, Saturday, all day Sunday, to fully house train Sasha, where I would take her to the area I wanted her to go to the bathroom in my apartment and put her on the pads, physically pick her up and put her on the pad and say, potty, go potty, go potty. So I was setting my boundary with Sasha to say, this is where I want you to go potty. Eventually she learned when I say the word potty, Sasha does one of two things. Sasha either gets up when I say go potty and she goes to the wee wee pads and she goes potty. If Sasha does not have to potty, Sasha will look at me and sit down to let me know I don't have to go to the bathroom right now. So I'm not going to go run around the house and hide and play and do all that. No, I'm going to let you know I don't have to go. Okay, fine. So I'll ignore it. But this is Armar now. We have to do that with people as well. You set a boundary. When they cross it, you have to stop them right then and there. So that was, sorry, I lost my train of thought answering Armar. But when she did have an accident, because she was a puppy and she didn't know that she could only go in this place, she would then say, okay, she might go on my hardwood floor or something like that. So it was then like, all right, well, you have to wait. Then she would go someplace else and I would have to discipline her in a way where she's like, and I then take her back to where the wee-wee pads were and be like, no, this is where you go. And it's the same thing with people. Hello there.
I'm trying to sneak in real quick.
How are you?
Bad traffic. I left my house at 12 o'clock.
Oh.
Hi, guys. We talking about Sasha Fierce?
Well, we were. We are talking about second chances and setting boundaries.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Second chances.
Yeah.
Have you ever given any second chances?
I have, and that's what I was just telling people, that, you know, I've given second, third, fourth, fifth, 15th, and 20th chances. But when I'm done, I'm done.
Because I think it's because of the potential you see in somebody. So
correct.
Not everybody's going to get it right.
Oh, you smell good. You showered today?
I don't know if I take that offensively or...
No. Well, you know that's my thing. When somebody says, oh, you smell good, I'm like, thank you, I showered today.
I did. I actually
very
did.
Good. But no, I was using with Sasha because we as human beings, you know, we'll set a boundary. And with certain people, when they cross that line of that boundary, we'll draw the line to create another one.
That is true.
So then when we go to that person and say, hey, I don't like X, Y, and Z, then they will be like, but you never said anything before. So I was comparing that to... training a pup, me training Sasha to go to the bathroom on her wee wee pads, like, okay, this is, I'm setting the boundary. This is where I want you to go in the house. And when you don't, I have to fix it right then and there. Okay. Because if you don't, she's going to think she can go wherever and just have free reign of the house.
You really compare setting boundaries with
And listen, I promise you, boundaries. Before you walked in, I said, I hate to compare people to animals, but it's the most logical thing I could think of when setting a boundary. It's so easy to explain it that way.
So are the boundaries set in the beginning or after y'all become official?
I said, I'm learning that I have to set boundaries in the beginning.
Even with the friendship.
Even with the friendship, you have to set boundaries because even with any type of ship, platonic, romantic, your family, your friends,
situation,
whatever, you have to set those boundaries. Like, as my friend, you can't call me at 3 o'clock in the morning because you need something if I can't do that in return.
But as friends, I don't think you should be calling your friend at 3 o'clock in the morning unless it's a dire situation.
That's what I'm saying.
Life and death.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and then we have to be friends for a few years for you to do that.
Well, that might be extreme. But even...
You don't think so? You think that somebody you knew, you just met, and y'all be started talking 6 months, and they can call you at 3 o'clock in the morning? And
it depends on what type of friendship we've built in 6 months.
Okay.
That it honestly,
you know what,
depends
that is true.
On
that, is
that.
True.
I can't
because
say.
Some people you get close to real quick,
exactly.
And some people it takes you some time to warm up to.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, but if I can't do it in return, like if I was to call you at 3 o'clock in the morning, number one, you know it's an emergency,
right?
And if you call me at 3 o'clock in the morning, I know it's an emergency. You're not calling me to be like, "What's up? I just had some Hennessy." Like, it's not going to happen.
I would do some random shit like that, though, just because if it's like a Friday, Saturday,
but
I would
I'm
probably
sleeping.
Do. I know. I'll just wake you up just to wake you up.
My phone is on Do Not Disturb.
It's okay. I know how to break that. If you just called a few times back to back to back.
That's true. That's true. That is very true. But then you might give someone a heart attack because they think it's an emergency.
No, I'm like, nah, I just want to tell you this Hennessy tastes good. Go back to sleep. I know you're like, mother.
I might not answer my phone for like a month after you do that. Text me if it's an emergency.
Nah, but that's just some fun stuff. But
yeah.
I understand that friendships and boundaries, and I don't think some people do that when they have friendships. They don't think they set boundaries because
correct.
You know, sometimes people the friendship just flows and you just
correct.
Flow into it. So it's like no really set chance to have a discussion about
correct
things that y'all really don't like and what you will accept and what you won't accept. But I think that's a really good idea to set boundaries as friendships because if you do, then they know already what you expect.
Exactly.
And then when they come out their face or say something that you know is not in the boundaries, you're like, hey, listen, we spoke about this already. Like,
exactly.
You already know how I feel about this, this, and this. So why are you even trying to bring that up? So,
and it's not like I need to sit down and have a roundtable discussion with somebody and be like, so... Here are my do's and don'ts to be my friend. Because some stuff you're...
List.
Huh?
You had a list? A friendship list?
No, I'm just saying... Shut up. I'm just saying... Anyways, I'm just saying, like, some stuff you learn when you go through the trials and tribulations. But I should be able to... We should both be mature enough where I can go to you and be like, hey, girl, hey... I don't want to say anybody's name because then it's like, oh, we got beef. So I don't want to do that. But be like, hey, girl, so what you did the other day, I wasn't really feeling. Mm-hmm. So maybe it could be to make me comfortable. It could be handled this way if it happens in the future.
Of course.
Or I might have said something to... They might call me and be like, you said something to offend me. I apologize. You know, I did not say it to offend you. And a lot of times you can tell when someone says something trying to be funny or not know.
But as friends, you should know your friend and understand what they're saying. Or especially if they know your friend, if they have something to say, they will say it to you and not at you.
Right.
Like, they won't give you secret posts on Instagram to say that they talking about, you know what I mean? Like, you know how some people throw shots? You know, some people, they're just childish enough to post something on Instagram
about
somebody. And I just think that's like just not a grown up way to handle things.
It's not. I graduated high school in 1996. I'm not doing that.
Ooh-wee.
Shut it up.
What'd you say? 96?
I graduated Buffalo Academy for the Visual and Performing Arts in 1996. I did. I do not remember my principal's name.
Damn, that's over 20 joints.
25.
What?
Almost 26 years ago.
What? Don't feel bad. I'm right behind you.
I don't. I am very proud that me and all of my classmates still look good. The ones that are on this side of the earth, because some have passed away, unfortunately.
R.I.P.
Yeah, yes,
we
absolutely.
We gotta throw some ballerina suits over the streetlights just to remember them.
We don't.
Oh, y'all don't do that? You don't throw the shoes, the dancing shoes over
no.
The... Oh, okay.
We don't. Oh, no, okay. We don't.
That's
do
a New
that.
York thing.
It is, because when I first moved here, I was like, why? What's happening?
Why is this niggas hanging?
Why are they here? Are they helping the electrical cords get the light where it needs to go? What's happening? But yeah, we don't do that.
No.
And if we do, I've never noticed it. So yeah.
Okay.
But have you ever given someone a second chance?
We all do.
Okay.
We all give people second chances. You know why? Because we all are picky in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a misunderstanding. It's a misunderstanding plus your mood plus what you're going through makes a bad situation. Because
agreed.
What can be said can be misinterpreted, and then it just goes another way. And
agreed.
Then after you had time to think about it and you got out your mood, you done handled what you had to handle that was stressing you out, you handle things much better. You're like, damn, you know what? I went off on him for no damn reason.
I was going to.
Oh, we know women don't apologize for men.
No, that's not true.
We know,
I apologize.
We know. I didn't say you. I just said we know some women don't apologize.
Oh, I thought you said women like as
some,
a blanket.
I'm put the some out there. Some women don't apologize
that's
when
true.
They do wrong. They just be like, kiss my ass or what? They just don't apologize.
That's true. There are some people like that.
Yeah. And some men too. There's some
right.
men that can't just leave it all on the women, but it's more women than men. But
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
Is there any situations where in the past, like younger Armar, where you may have forgiven someone, but older Armar would be like, I'm going to let that die and move on because it was a waste of time to try to rebuild, refresh the relationship?
I have to say, younger Armar was more chances. Older Armar was like, nah, I'm good.
Okay.
Hence the nonchalant people be like.
Because you are nonchalant. And you're very nonchalant.
I'm just like, no, I'm good. That's all right. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just understand that with me, I don't stress nothing that I don't need to stress. Mm-hmm. Whether it be work, whether it be a female, whether it be a friendship, whether it be just everyday life. I'm not stressing something that is, first one, is not in my control.
Right.
I can't control your feelings. If you ain't going to talk to me about it, then you know what? Hey, you do what you got to do.
Correct.
I'm good. Once I ask you about it and you don't say nothing about
it. Yes, we know. I'm fine.
I'm good.
I don't want to talk about it. Okay, don't come to me 5 minutes later saying, you know what? I think it's funny. Because we women do say that. Yeah. I think it's funny how.
And then I hit him with, I think it's funny that I don't care. And I'm not talking about this right now. And I'm going home.
But what if you are home and they're in your home?
Oh, no. Oh, I got to go feed the plants outside. I got to go water the trees.
My refrigerator is barking. I need to go figure out what's happening. I told somebody that. They were like, how do I get off the phone if I don't feel like talking anymore? I was like, just tell them your refrigerator is barking. They not going to want to talk to you no more ever again. So.
Yeah, I mean, nah, me, the inquisitive person in me is like, barking how?
It's barking, like a dog.
Is it like, barking, or is it a noise like, humming bark? Like, because you know, sometimes it's a screw loose.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, okay, here's a tip that I have learned. I did see this thing, if you need to get off the phone with someone, this is completely off subject, but, you know, someone might need this. When you answer the phone, just be like, my phone is on 5%. So when you don't want to talk to him anymore, you'll be like, oh, you know what? It's about to die. I'll call you later.
I don't even do that. I just say, yo, my phone's on 1%. What you got? Real quick. Let me know. I'll hit you when it charges back up.
Wow. Okay.
Damn, I shouldn't have said that on the radio.
Neither one of us should have said
that. I can't use that no more.
It's about to die. The conversation might be good. Be like, you know what? I'm just going to put it on speaker and charge it while I'm talking to you. I don't know.
My charger is wanky. I have to do like a fold thing with it to make it charge. So I can't charge it while I'm on the phone with you. So I have to get off in order to charge it because I have to spin the wire around the phone.
Or how about this? Just don't answer.
How about this? Like, you know what? I'm a little tired. I don't feel like talking right now. Can I hit you tomorrow?
I've looked at my phone ringing and...
That's just rude.
Is it?
Yeah.
You don't know I'm just looking at my phone? I mean, you might now.
But I'm just saying, there's a difference when you don't know it rang. But when it takes a real type of don't bother me to look at your phone and be like, whatever.
I have been watching TikToks and somebody interrupted my TikTok and I looked at my phone ringing.
Come on.
And when it stopped ringing, but I went back to swiping up.
The video pauses when you answer. You can go right back to it once you hang up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Number one, most people know Davina is not a talk on the telephone type person.
Mm-hmm.
So I need that energy. And if I don't have that energy. Oh, okay.
I'll call him back.
Or the phone could be ringing and I'll text him and be like, what's up? I have done that. Where my phone was ringing, I'd be like, what's up?
I've done that too, but sometimes you can't answer the phone because of where you at. So
I'd be sitting on my couch.
Fellas, Davina is...
I'm not a phone person. I will text you before I pick up the phone.
That's just rude.
Is it? Why is it rude?
Is it?
If I need to have a serious conversation, I'm going to call because you can't read tone.
Would you like somebody to do it to you?
I don't care. Don't call me. I'm not a phone person. So texting me, I'm cool with. If I call you, mm-hmm. Oh, this is important. Davina is calling. Unless your name is Brenda or Deborah. Those are the only two people I call and just be like, what you doing, girl? They'd be like, what the hell do you want? Yeah. But anyways, back to second chances. So I started out the conversation saying, you know, it's a lot of people around this time because of the holidays who feel like, you know, it's a joyful time. This is the time to
be with somebody and not be alone.
To be with someone. And
I kind of feel the opposite. I hate to say it.
Are you a Scrooge?
I'm not a Scrooge. I just think it's because of the deaths in my family and mm-hmm. my life. I just don't feel the same about the holidays. Honestly, I don't even want to celebrate the holidays. My daughter's about to be 21. I don't really have to celebrate Christmas. I don't have to decorate. I don't have to put up nothing.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Yes, there's no tree up. There's no lights up. There's nothing going up in my side of town. But I don't know about the other side of town. But my side of town, there's no lights, nothing going on. I'm just like...
It's not Christmas till I hear it in my mind. Ooh.
Don't get me wrong. If you want to go to see the tree, I'll go see the tree and I'll be festive like that. But as far as me going out my way to celebrate Christmas and make sure it's all Christmassy lights and stuff like that at my house, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if someone was to I'm not going to say randomly, but out of the blue text you and be like, hey, boo, I miss you. I don't know who would do this. I'm just, mm-hmm. What are we going to call it? No, that's too
Tata real. Delicious.
Tata Delicious. Tata call you. Uh-huh. Or she text you and just be like, hey, I was thinking about you. It's Christmas time and we had such a great time. That time we went sledding in Chestnut Ridge, excuse me. That's mm-hmm. a real place in Buffalo. And, you know, I wanted to see how you were doing. Thinking because it's festive times that you might be like, oh, yeah, hey.
I'll be like, from where? Where are you from?
Who is this?
What? I'm good for that. Who this?
Yeah, because you don't save numbers. You've already said, like, last season, you don't save numbers. Okay. All right. Well.
You know why you don't save numbers? Because then you have to go through them to delete them when you start talking to somebody and you start to, you know, become involved with somebody. And you know what? Sometimes that's a lot. Because you run into a lot of people. Sometimes, and it's people that you work with. So now you got to go through the numbers, and you don't have to even call them because it might be somebody that you knew that was a good contact that you don't really speak to all the time.
So just, like, for my coworkers,
I started putting them. I put the company I know them from, and then like their title, so that I know who they was. That's why I've been started doing that. But
okay,
still, I mean,
some people I just know because their first and last name is in my. If your last name is in my phone, then it's business.
Okay.
So, but I don't.
Yeah, that's for business. I put their first and last name, and mm-hmm. I always put like a client next to them or something like that if it's business.
I'm gonna assume you don't, but do you save your clients, like travel clients, in your phone?
Yeah,
you do.
Mm-hmm.
So you must have like hundreds of numbers, names in your address book.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Because if I need to send out like a a mass email about a promotion to everybody,
mm-hmm.
it's easy for me to put their names 1, 2, 3, and their emails comes up under their names because I have their email saved under their names. And I can just do a vast email to everybody 1, 2, 3.
Okay, that's fair.
And I can talk to Siri. Send an email to Darnell, something. I mean, I could just say the names, and she was like, okay, send an email to. And once I hear her read the names, I'm like, all right, she got everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, send.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm just. Business wise, I'm not.
For
your profession, that's a lot because you could.
Yeah, because it grows, especially when I do like the group trips that like mm-hmm. the group cruises and people were like 40 people going on a cruise. And
right,
I get everybody naming.
Now,
them.
Do you say we are totally off topic, but this is very interesting. Do you save them individually, or do you say like? If I'm the leader of that group, do you just keep everyone's email address under Davina?
No. Everybody has their
individual?
Own separate. Yes.
Oh,
because at the end of the day, if something happens and that person can't go, I don't have to speak to the leader.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because she's
makes
the one
sense.
Who put it together. So she doesn't know that she can't go unless she, you know what I mean, spoke to her.
Makes sense.
You know? So maybe, so it's just... It's just easier to get everybody a number and just do it like that and just separate emails and things like that. So if they have any questions about their bill, what they owe left, I don't have to go.
And it's nobody else's business what somebody else owes on their portion. Okay, that makes sense. I was just curious about that. All right. I am learning how my sister taught me. She used to say to me, Davina, you're too nice.
Sometimes you can be.
I'm going to say thank you to that. But she was like, literally, she was like, Heffa, if you don't just start blocking people or ignoring people or just deleting them from your phone. So, because she knows I don't answer numbers that aren't saved in my phone unless I know, mm-hmm. like if I'm looking for a job or if someone says to me, okay, I'm going to call you, I'll answer. But other than that, I don't answer numbers that aren't in my phone. But she was like, you need to stop answering and blocking people.
I mean, me personally, I'm not a block person.
Yeah.
I'm not really a block person. Excuse me. If somebody calls me that I don't talk to, I just be like, what you want? You didn't call me in X amount of months. What are you calling me now for? We adults. We made a decision not to talk to each other. So you can be an adult and not dial this number. If you can't, then delete it.
Even in the even during like this time, because a lot of people send those Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year texts. This is the time where people you ain't talked to in months going to start sending messages and calls.
347s and 646s and 516s and 718s coming through. And you know what? I'm going to be nice about, hey, happy holidays. Have a great one, you and your family. Because that's just respectful thing to do. But that's all it is. If it's a text, I'm just going to answer the same way I do the ones that, like, when you get your birthday, specifically, you get messages from people you haven't heard from in years that you just like, who the hell is this person telling me happy birthday? Because you don't have the numbers there.
I just say thank you.
I say thank you, and I hope you have a great day and keep it moving. But you always going to get messages during the holidays, during your birthdays.
Right.
It all depends on like the type of friendship or the type of person that person is and what type of relationship or friendship you had.
Right.
You know, some people are unforgettable. They just always need to have a little piece of you, if not
like me,
if not much of you. Because, you know, That little piece can be so much to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. But that one piece, I'm just about to try to wrap this back up into the topic. Mm-hmm. That one piece does not mean I need to give you a second chance.
Of course not.
That does not mean that. That means I can be cordial.
Yeah.
And then move on with my life.
Of course. Being cordial is just an adult thing to
do. It's respectful. It's respectful. Even though some people don't do that.
Respectful is, if I didn't speak to you in 6 to 8 months, then why are you calling me? That's respect.
If I ain't talked to you in 30 days, why do I need to speak to you?
Return to sender.
Facts. Like, it's just weird that there are some people who... So... I'm going to show you something.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about this without talking about this because I'm not putting this person on blast.
Are we going to talk about something?
Yeah. So something happened to me where... I don't know. We're going to figure it out. We about to figure it out. So I got this text message.
Uh-oh.
Exactly.
Uh-oh. Do I listen to you on the radio?
Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And this. From someone. What?
Let me just show people my face right now.
It's from someone wanting that second chance. Actually, third, fourth, fifth chance. It hasn't gone to that extreme yet, but it's like, even with that, you're still not hearing me when I tell you what my gripes were. And like I said at the beginning, right before you walked in the door, I'm the person, I'm going to give you that chance after chance, after chance, mm-hmm. after chance. But when I say I'm done, there's not much you can do to get me to cross back over to giving you that chance again. And antics like that, mm-hmm. it's going to make me think you're crazy.
I mean, I think that's just certified. Put a stamp on it because that shit right there is just.
But that's like, what? Someone I know said to me that should be like a gag gift, and I said, right. But even as a gag gift, that's something that I should be gifting you with, right. And saying LOL, not you literally doing it for yourself. Now, as a man, I'm going to pose this question two ways. As a man, would you do that to a female? Okay. All right. So,
I don't know.
Okay. So, my second part to that is, as a man, damn it, I just had the question in my head. As a man, do you think that is an extreme? Well, we know you think it's an extreme dresser, but.
Extreme dresser? Let's just call it what it is.
Okay. Like,
as a man, mm-hmm. if you mess up, there's ways to show that you want a second chance. And it's not by buying something and doing what was done.
Mm-hmm.
It's by letting your actions speak louder than your words.
Mm-hmm.
Your
mm-hmm.
actions have to be double the time of what your words say. So if you say, I want to make this work, and we live 200-300 miles away from each other, get dressed. I'll be there at such, such time. I'm taking you to dinner.
But then you go home.
Right.
It's okay.
Not, it's no, because this is, I don't expect to stay because I made my, this right now is me just showing I want to put the time and the effort in.
Okay.
To show you that this is something that I really want. It's no way
that if you're getting a second chance, you're putting minimal effort. There's no way if you're getting a second chance as a man, you're putting minimal effort, especially when you're the one asking for a second chance.
Right.
She's not asking you for a second. You're the one who's coming to her saying, listen, I messed up. I want to get this right. Let me show you I can be what you need from me.
Okay. Now, do you think that also includes listening to what she's saying?
Of course.
As far as what you've done to even put yourself in the position to need that second chance?
Of course.
And of course. Fully grasp
of course.
It?
Okay. Once she tells you what you did wrong, your next statement should be this. So, Davina, I just want to make sure I heard you right. You said...
I want to make sure I heard you right.
You said, I wasn't attentive. Mm-hmm. I didn't give you attention. I wasn't there when you needed me, and I didn't support you the way you needed to be supported. I just want to make sure I hear what you're saying to me.
And these are all hypotheticals, people.
Right, it's all hypothetical, right. So if that's what you said, and then she should be like, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay, so this is my plan.
A man with a plan.
This is my plan.
I like it.
The only way I can do to show you that is when you're talking about your business or whether you're talking about real estate, you know, all the things mm-hmm. you got going on. Hey, how's that going along? How did you do on the test? I can be supportive and ask questions. Ask you if you need help studying and apply myself to put that support system back in your life. Mm-hmm. As far as being attentive, I'll be there tomorrow to take you to dinner. That's it. I mean, it takes action. It doesn't right. take much.
No, it really doesn't.
And once you show that you really want that second chance, you have to keep that going. You can't just do it for 2-3 days and 2-3 weeks and then it's back to, oh, I got her, so I'm good. No, because a woman has elephant. No, I was about to give y'all some good praise, but y'all don't have elephant memory. Y'all have selective amnesia. Y'all remember what the hell y'all want to remember, and that's just straight what it is.
Well, that's still elephant memory. When we want to remember it, it's an elephant mind.
Oh, my goodness. I almost gave y'all some good points just now, but then I thought about it. I'm like, nah, it's a little bit selective on this side of town.
But
I'm just saying, it just has to be that way. And I have to say, my younger years, I never was like that. I would have messed up and just be like, oh, well. Mm. What are we going to do? You leaving? You staying?
But if she stays, did you fix it? Or did you just continue being...
We moved on.
But see, that's the whole thing. But like
that's a younger mindset. Two younger people dealing with each other.
Yeah, because into 40-year-old saying, you can't do that. You got to fix it.
Yeah, in all honesty, I can honestly say I've changed. Mm-hmm. That whole mindset of me changing, I have to say changed when I was about 34, I would have to say.
That's about the time that things start changing and shifting.
I was about 34, and I was really, really into this girl. And I was deeply into this girl, and it wasn't the one for me. But I wanted it to work so bad because my last relationship was horrible. Because it wasn't horrible.
I think you told me about her.
It wasn't horrible.
When you really wanted it to work with. I think you told me about her. Okay.
Yeah, when I really, really wanted to work. Because that was like my first relationship. Mm-hmm. After being with nobody for 2 years mm-hmm. and taking time to myself. And I finally started dating again. And to come to find out, my daughter didn't even like this girl. And she never mm-hmm. told me. She was like, Dad, you just was happy. You just wanted to always be there. And I couldn't mess that up for you because I like to see you happy. And I was like, but if you don't like a person, that plays a major part in my life. Because how can I be with somebody that where you don't like them and you don't like the vibe that you're getting?
Facts.
I said, you could have saved me some money, some time, everything.
This was
3 years. And
Y'all dated for 3? Wow.
Like, you could have saved like some time if you were, you know? And
because you might have looked at the situation differently.
Differently. And I would have opened my eyes to see what I wasn't seeing. Because I think I just was tunnel vision. Like, this is going to be a great relationship. I'm going to make it work. I'm going to do everything I didn't do in my last. I want to make sure I put the time mm-hmm. in. I'm going to make sure I do this. And that didn't work.
Mm.
That didn't work. So,
wow.
Second chances, I have to say, I haven't to this day really dated somebody and they had to say like, oh, you fucked up and I don't want to deal with you no more. It's never been me. Ever since I had my daughter, mother, it's never been me.
Okay.
It's always been, you know what, this ain't working. a mutual thing. It's either because one, it was either the first time it was like, oh, you know, I'm not for you. You're not mm-hmm. for me. You're too good of a man or something like that. And I'm like, what does me too good of a man mean? But you know what? Okay, no problem. Let's roll with it. No problem. And right. I take my loss and I move on.
Right.
But I haven't really like been in like a really serious committed relationship in years.
Mm-hmm.
In years.
Okay.
And it's not that I'm scared of it. It's just, I guess I'm picky.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And I guess me not being so nonchalant and just like, okay, no problem, doesn't really help with a lot of people because they don't understand it. Like they get turned off by it. And it's not that I don't care about you or I don't care how you feel or anything, but it's just certain things I'm just going to be like, all right, no problem.
Right.
It's cool. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Some people may not know how to handle that. They might be like, what you mean, no problem? Like,
yeah, and it's also, I feel like, now me being nonchalant, if I'm nonchalant, it's probably because I just don't like you.
Well, you're in bad shape, brother.
I'm just being for real. Because I'm an emotional person. And it's not just me being a woman. I'm just emotional.
Can't help it. That's all women.
I think I'm extra emotional because, like, if you get excited about something, I'm excited for you. If you're sad, it's almost like, I don't think I'm an empath.
You
but
are an empath. If you take people's emotions, you're an empath.
I don't think I'm an empath. I think I'm like, if this is empath, I'm like right here.
You're in the cusp?
Yeah, I'm in the cusp. I'm in the cusp. I'm in that cusp of empath. I don't think I'm an empath, but I mean, I could be and just never, I don't mm-hmm. accept it. But
if you take on people's feelings, if they're sad, you take it on, that, you know, that just shows that you have sympathy, you're empathetic to people's feelings,
yes.
and you care.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with that, but sometimes, as long as you don't allow it to affect you after that conversation, then you're fine. If you you can't let what people go through. It's okay to feel everything they're feeling while you're on the phone, but you have to let it go once you hang up that phone. Because sometimes taking on people's burdens can weigh you down.
It does. It
can weigh you down
does.
Because then you start to worry about, damn. And you start
are they
thinking,
okay? Did this happen? Did they make that phone call?
Then you start thinking like, damn, how can I help them get over this? And then you start putting plans in place for shit that you don't really know all the information about.
I'm guilty.
So,
my name is Davina, and I'm on the cusp of empathy.
You have to just know when to separate. And you know, I'm like that too. Don't get me wrong. I care immensely about people and about life because this world don't love us. And I, you know, as a black man,
we got to root for our people. Yeah, you got to root for your people.
I want to see everybody around me do good and be fine and be happy. So
yeah,
but.
No, but what I was saying was sometimes if you're someone like me, mm-hmm. you need a guy that has that nonchalant quality because if I'm at a 10, happy, sad, angry, and then you meet me there, we just gonna always be there. You know, sometimes you need someone to help level you out.
Yeah, of course.
To be like, okay, that's great, but I need you to sit your ass down and worry about what's happening with you and not everybody around you because you're draining yourself for something that has nothing to do with you. You can worry. You can want to fix it. Mm-hmm. You can want to help, but sit down.
You're absolutely right. That'd be me. I definitely do it all the time. My friends, I'm like, yo, that's what's up. So what you said, shorty did? Nah, fam, leave that shit alone. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not to say that she's bad or anything. It's just to say, bro, you got to know your boundary. Once you put yourself out there like that, then you got to remember she's going to expect this all the time.
Absolutely.
And you don't even know if this is somebody you want to be with. Just right now, you like the way it's flowing.
Right.
So let it flow. Just don't take that leap unless you know for sure you're willing to keep up with what you're about to do.
Facts.
You know?
How you get me is how you keep me.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not for all women.
Because this woman.
Because women change during relationships. Women change.
Right, but
to
what I'm saying
is
that's true. But what women I'm change. Saying is how you get me is if you're attentive,
mm-hmm.
if you let me do me,
mm-hmm.
meaning you know I have this podcast, mm-hmm. you know everything I'm doing with my side stuff and mm-hmm. wanting to venture out into certain things. once I get there, don't try to hold me back from being great.
Right. So be supportive, like you were doing when I was doing a podcast. So
right.
When I jump into something else, you should keep that same support.
Exactly.
No matter what it is. Whether it's I start doing another thing, whether I start, I open my own logistics firm and start doing it. Well, you know, just saying, just whatever logistics, it is.
I like numbers.
So, I forgot to come add, man, this accounting class is kicking my ass. I like numbers too, but God damn, they gave me counting and math at the same time. I wasn't ready for this. I didn't even finish my homework. I still got homework to do.
Lord, I'm sorry.
But back to second chances.
Back to second chances.
I gotta give my homework a second chance.
Stupid. Might give it a third, fourth, fifth chance.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't the semester almost over though?
Right before Christmas.
Okay.
We're in week 5 of 8.
Okay. And then you have a break before next semester?
Yeah. I'm just trying to keep my 3.88. I just want to be on the dean's list for
my
the
friends
rest.
Is smart, y'all. My friends is smart. The he rest. Made the dean's list.
That's what I'm trying
go,
to do.
Go.
Stay on the dean's list the whole you will. Time.
You will.
This is rough. Do you know what I mean? It's rough.
I understand. I'd be so proud of you when I'd be looking at your Instagram and you be doing your homework and stuff. I'm like, he could be out drinking some Hennessy and he at home doing homework on a like Thursday or Friday or something like that. I mean, I Good job.
It's rough. It's rough. I need to give drinking a second chance.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have some. Actually, I'm about to go have a drink, so I'm good. Going to Dallas BBQ.
Oh, get you a nice little frozen macchiato. What's it called?
I get the daiquiri with the Moscato.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah, that one.
That's the one I get.
I usually get me the extra Texas size.
Oh, I'm getting the Texas size one.
No, they got the other one at a 32-ounce joint, the big one.
What?
Yeah, 32-ounce.
Of alcohol?
Yeah, they got Texas size, and they got 32-ounce. It comes like a cup that's about this big.
For real?
And you can take it to go.
But are they still doing that with the restaurant still backing up?
I just want to apologize to my best friends, you know, because I was supposed to go to BBQs with them today, but I totally forgot.
I'm so sorry. I'm going. I'm going to the one in Queens.
Oh, okay, right there.
Parsons. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They usually go to 23rd Street.
Yeah, because I'm going with some of the girls that you met, and they live in Queens, so we just go.
Oh, all y'all live in Queens now.
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Didn't meet.
Not all y'all, because we don't want people popping up in Queens looking for, hey, you know Davina?
They gonna be like, nope, because don't nobody in Queens know my name, you know, except for the people who know my name.
You know Davina? The little podcast, you know Davina?
Nope, sure don't. All right, final thoughts.
Final thoughts is second chances. Men, if we are given second chances, we have to be consistent. We have to be...
Women, too.
I was going to say a separate thing for women.
Oh,
because,
my bad.
Men are more different than women. Men's second chances for women are much lighter than women's second chances for men. That's what I'm saying. So it will be a different thing for men.
True.
We need to be consistent. We need to be attentive. We need to be respectful. And we just have to stay consistent with it. For women with second chances, y'all just have to be assertive. Because women are laid back. They always think the man is supposed to be the one that go and do things. When a man gives you a second chance, you have to be more assertive. It's like you have to show that you want to be there. Because if he's giving you a second chance, obviously he thinks you don't want to be there. So you need to show that you want to be there. So for me, women, I think assertiveness and being attentive will be great for y'all.
Okay. I can see that.
So
I can understand that.
That's my thoughts on that.
Okay.
And if you mess up the second chance, you ain't getting the third, damn it. That's it.
The door is closed.
The door is halfway closed once you get the second chance.
Facts. Men, don't be weird. Don't be weird.
Wait a minute. I got to get that.
Real.
That was awesome. But the way you said it was just. All right, ready? And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go.
Men, don't be weird. Don't do it. because, like, if you're given a second chance, take advantage of it.
Right.
And like you said, do be attentive, be assertive. Do the things that you actually said you were going to do if you were given that second chance. Don't get it and take advantage of it or feel like, oh, all I got to do is run some game or say blah, 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 she'll believe it. Mm-hmm. And don't do nothing because that's going to piss us off.
I mean, women are really easy to piss off in the first place. Like,
we're trying to get better. I'm speaking on behalf of women.
I mean, we could just breathe next to you. Like, why the fuck are you breathing like
that? It depends on the time of the month. It depends on the time of the month.
Y'all just be ready to just kill us.
It depends. Ladies, if you ask for a second chance and it is granted, same. Do what you said you were going to do. Don't think the portal between your legs is going to make everything okay.
Good point.
Because it doesn't. So, yeah. Socials?
HumbleKing79.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Okay. I'm still going by Davina J Artistry. We are on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Top of the year, y'all. Listen, top of the year, it's about to be some changes to these socials because we about to be more active to
way more active.
Get y'all more followers and get y'all more followers because y'all need the followers and we don't. So get us more followers. So tell your friends to tell your friends to tell your friends. And we will be going back live probably at the top of the year too.
Yeah, I think so, because probably by the top of the year, I'll be in a better hourly schedule to do
okay, good.
Better, so.
Good.
Because I think Sundays now, 6 o'clock is hard, because I'd be exhausted. I get off of work at 3, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you a question, but I'll wait till we finish recording. But yeah, so top of the year, even if it's not Sundays, we will be more consistent with our lives. Yeah, top of the year.
Even if it's if you jump on for a little bit to take some questions or to do some more, I jump on if we don't jump on together.
Okay.
Just to have some activity on there so people can just start to come in.
We might start doing that too. You know,
just to have some random lives, just to have mm-hmm. people get, just to get the interaction back because we missed the interaction. We miss y'all.
We missed
the lives. The lives used to be popping off.
Yes.
And we used to have so much fun with it. So we definitely have to get back into
it. And, we got to figure out some content for YouTube.
Yes. I was about to take this YouTube class on content creating on YouTube just to get a better understanding of it.
I was looking at one on Skillshare.
Okay.
I'm not talking about that no more because they can sponsor us if they want to talk about them. But yeah. So, all right. TikToks will be better. And YouTube will be better. Lives will be back a thing.
I think maybe we can add the lives to YouTube. I know we have to probably download StreamYard to do the lives on YouTube and Facebook together.
Okay.
That's probably what's going to have to do for that so we can be more out there.
Okay. We can do that. All right, y'all.
All right, y'all.
We will... What am I doing?
It's the season to be jolly and happy.
Yes.
And thankful.
Stay safe out there because I know New York City is getting crazy with robberies and muggings mm-hmm. and trains and stuff like that. So just stay safe wherever you are. That's stay right. warm.
Be kind. Be thankful.
Be kind. Be thankful.
Laugh often. Love hard.
Yes.
And
if you can't be nice, don't make everybody else miserable.
Don't be a Scrooge.
Don't be a Scrooge. Year round. That should be like a daily thing. Don't be a Scrooge. All right, y'all. As always, I am your favorite girl, Davina.
And I am the late guy, Armand.
But it's not your fault this time.
It actually wasn't. It was a lot of traffic. But I'm supposed to give myself time to get here on time. So I will take responsibility.
But you left at 12, so that did give you time. Okay.
I still will take responsibility for it.
Okay.
Because that's what... As a man, you don't make excuses.
As a mature person.
You're supposed to be here to do something.
Fair.
You're supposed to be here on time.
Fair. Okay, well, he's going to be on time going to sleep and doing that homework, though.
No, no. My daughter's outside. We're about to go to Jersey.
Oh, okay. Well, we will talk to you later.
Yes.
Bye.
Later, guys.